innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Innercity Geeks podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 276. And joining me today, I got Brian.
Yo.
And I got Renee.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Ain't nothing. Just another amazing fucking week, right? It's been fun. It's been somewhat wintry here in Florida.
What's funny is that it's been somewhat Florida, New York.
It's been somewhat warm out there.
It was like 65 today.
Okay.
Where I actually, if I'm not mistaken, it snowed a year ago today, or there was snow on the ground in New York a year ago.
Nice.
So it's nice. Like I'm happy I didn't have to shovel today.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because now you have to shovel over there.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the thing. When I lived in the apartments, it's like, it snowed. Okay, let the super handle it.
Right, exactly. Let the super or the maintenance people do it. Yeah.
And that was the big thing when I moved out here. It was like, oh, there's snow on the ground. I guess I got to do it.
you kept going, please don't snow. Please don't snow. Please don't snow.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know? And there's a... And so, like, I have neighbors that don't shovel at all.
Yeah, and I have, you're like, fuck this shit. It's going to go away.
Yeah. Meanwhile, like, if I slip and fall, I can literally sue you and win.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, having all that, dealing with, like, a lot of property, and I got to shovel that, it's like, if I got to shovel a lot of land, because I live in the corner. And, like that's the most land of the cul-de-sac that I'm in. It's like, if I could shovel all of that, you can literally shovel a small path in front of your fucking house.
So, can't you just shovel, like, a path so people can just walk through that path?
I should not have to shovel other people's fucking...
No, I'm just talking about a path on your side.
No, because the way... So the cul-de-sac is, you can't close it off, right? So like fire department, EMS, or something like FedEx, you know, everybody, or if you live on the other side, like you have to go around. So the area in which I live, it, snow drifts because of the wind. So I'll have a mini mountain. Like, I'll have, like, a baby ski lodge style, like,
nice.
Snowdrift. So it's like, I gotta shovel that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So instead of a Tokyo Drift, it's a Staten Island Drift.
It's a Staten Island Drift, exactly.
Gotcha. I think that's gonna be the episode title now. Yeah.
Staten Island Drift?
Yep, Staten Island Drift.
Speaking of Staten Island, did you see it? Did you see that SNL skit? I know, like, nobody likes Pete Davidson. Like,
I don't mind him sometimes.
Sometimes he's funny. This year, like, his music on SNL has been really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a cover of Mark Cohn's "Walking in Memphis," but called "Walking in Staten."
Wow. Okay. And
he actually has Mark Cohn in it.
Of course, he does.
And then fucking Method Man's in it.
Okay.
Because Wu originated out here.
I remember.
So I thought it was pretty funny.
That's pretty dope. I gotta check that out then.
Yeah, I think you'd like it.
I might.
And it kind of explains some shit like that I've seen personally, like the wild turkeys we have. That live by the hospital. There's a pizza shop that has bagels in it, or they're like a bagel shop that makes pizza.
Nice.
Yeah, and they're supposedly like one of
the top pizza bagels are the shit, dude.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
you got pizza on a bagel. You got pizza on a bagel anytime.
You're quoting a commercial. Very nice.
Hell yeah, dude. It's only right, dude. Yeah. I love pizza on a bagel. It's my shit, dude. I used to love that shit back in the day.
That's funny.
It is. Like we got some pizza bagels from Aldi's the other day. I was like, ooh, they're like mini ones, like mini little pizza, little tiny ones. I'm like, this is so good. I like it. Brings back memories and shit.
Sure it does.
Hell yeah. Have you watched anything recently, Brian?
Have I watched some stuff? I have. I'm caught up on Hawkeye.
Yes.
And that series, I cannot wait to see how
they close that out. You know what? Let's get into that right now. Because I know, Renee, you've been watching it.
So, I was eating. That's why I didn't say anything before.
But, okay, my bad.
Fuck Pete Davidson, number one. the guy is so disrespectful to everything he does. It's just, I want to reach to the TV and fucking choke him out. Plus, like, the whole 9/11 thing, like, I dated people that had the same situation he was in. And I'm telling you, like, they have a... It sucks, but there's a lot behind my hate for him. And the latest thing was him fucking lasering off every single fucking tattoo he got, which I think is so disrespectful to the art. And New York City, he got some really good work. That shit was not cheap. He does a laser thing. And I think it's disgusting and disrespectful that he went through all that shit and then he's just burning it off to continue his shitty career. He was hoping for an OD in his future. but Hawkeye. Go, Brian, because I actually had to watch it. And there's a lot I want to say about it because it's really good.
Right. It's like, because I know last week you had stated that, like, basically fuck Matt Fraction.
And I'm still on that. Fuck him.
Yeah, good. Fuck him. But no, like, I'm caught up. And, like, I really like the way they're tying everything together.
Yeah.
You know, like, so Renee, are you caught up?
I am not, but I know what happens in the last episode, which is what I wanted to talk about.
Okay. So as we stated,
spoilers.
Like, oh, yeah,
spoilers. Spoilers.
We know what happened. Yeah. Like, we all know what happened. But yeah, spoilers for anyone who hasn't been spoiled yet.
Yeah. So if you basically stop watching this stream and don't listen to the episode for the good chunk of what we're about to say.
And then
pick it up a little while later.
Yeah.
So at your own risk. So
I'm sure that'll be fine.
Now that we got spoiler out of the way, we stated a while back that I think I had brought it up a while back that when the series was being teased with the release date, Vincent D'Onofrio, who played Wilson Fisk and Daredevil, he had stated things on Twitter, like, you never know, hashtag save Daredevil, because he was one of the ones that signed the original petition. He was liking theory tweets and rumors and everything else. And then the day after the episode dropped, he tweeted a picture of the series logo, of the Hawkeye logo, saying, "When I was a boy," which was his, you know, his main powerful line in the Daredevil series. So that episode alone was fantastic, as been this series. But, like, seeing at the bitter end that blurry image of D'Onofrio back as Kingpin, back as Wilson Fisk in the MCU, I'm blown away by this.
Dude, just thinking about it just gives me fucking chills, dude.
Yeah, me too. Awesome. Like, I got chills right now, and it's hot as fuck in this room.
Yeah.
So, seeing that he's going to be part of the MCU, it's obviously going to leave the door wide open. And now with this tease, well, not really a tease, but, like, the confirmation that eventually we'll get Charlie Cox as Daredevil, I'm really looking forward to seeing where this goes. Are they going to be that version? I mean, for the most part, they might just say fuck it and
just keep it all together.
Keep it all together, because why ruin a good thing?
Right.
Because they did. They obviously chose to not ruin a good thing by keeping Charlie Cox and D'Onofrio as Daredevil and Fisk. So it's like, yeah, why ruin a good thing? So hopefully they stick with that theory and we actually get to see the continuation of what went down between them at the end of Daredevil season 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where basically he said flat out, and I actually rewatched that ending the other night, because after watching Hawkeye, I was like, well, fuck,
it's only right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's only right. And so like when Daredevil like basically beats the Evan Lovin' fuck out of Fisk and he was about to kill him, but his Catholic faith took over and he's like, just, you know, he screams out in anger and just basically said, like, you know, you'll keep my secret and, you know, and basically you guys know the ending. So like I'm really hoping that they continue on with that. Like what's next for them after Fisk going down, because one of the biggest tie-ins was that the hotel that Fisk had bought in season 3, where he was under house arrest, was actually in Hawkeye. I think that's the building where the mother lives.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So the thing is, it's like now.
Interesting. Okay.
Now that he and her are connected.
Right. Because essentially, from what we're seeing so far is that she works for him.
She works for him, and she ordered the hit.
Yeah.
And on a real like fun note, Florence Pugh as Yelena in this episode she's fucking awesome. Amazing.
Yeah.
Where like Kate Bishop basically launches a bottle of sriracha at her, she catches it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "You done? Like, can I just put it in my Mac?"
Yeah. Yeah, she loves mac and cheese.
Or like one fork? Like who lives like this?
Yeah. I live by myself. What do you expect?
Yeah. All right, Renee, I'm good. What do you got for me?
So like this week, man, like Wednesday, the Kingpin thing was spoiled. And I was on the fence about watching the show until like, you know, we figured out or we knew what was gonna happen. Like I was gonna watch the show eventually, and then I saw the spoilers. And just, I want to talk about that spoiler thing really quick. It is, I don't care about spoilers. Like, we're going to go see Spider-Man tomorrow. I already know what happens in the movie. If I'm going to spend 3 hours locked up somewhere, I got to know it's worth my time. So that's just me, all right? My time and my money. But I know that I'm really different when it comes to that kind of thing. And I think it's really fucked up the way the entire internet and like every nerd site, every fucking like, you know, nerdy fucking website, and even normal websites too, which I was kind of surprised. They all spoiled it. That shit was all over the internet. It was all over Twitter. Yeah, it was all over my
phone. Not even following the rule.
And it was like rule. It was Wednesday morning, right? I think it was Tuesday night or Wednesday morning. And I was like, what the fuck? I mean, it got me to watch the shows, so I'm cool with it. But like, there's a lot of people that haven't watched it, man. Mm-hmm, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, that's just cold. Like, at least, you know, the 48-hour rule. Like, wait till Friday. Like, you don't need the hits that much for your fucking bullshit CBR website or whatever. Or like, you know.
Right.
Vincent D'Onofrio talks about the Return of Kingpin. I'm like, motherfucker. Like what the fuck? It's really bad. I'm really glad that the Spider-Man spoilers haven't come out. But I know by Monday that shit's going to be all over. Because there's a lot of shit that happens in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, go ahead.
So the Marvel MCU stuff, I mean the Marvel Netflix MCU stuff, I think it's amazing that they fucking figured out how to do it right. It makes so much sense that like Marvel was kind of trolling people the way they did with Flash, and they were like, yeah, it might happen, it might not, but if we do use these characters again, it's going to be the same actors if we can get them. And it was you know, like the interview with Bernthal that I mentioned last week, a lot of other shit. They're all kind of leading up to it and everything at it. And I just think it's fucking great that they figured out how to work it out and make it really good. The Hawkeye show has been really good so far. I think the last episode I saw was 3.
Okay.
And I was just like, between Echo, and the way they made Kate Bishop a likable character. And even Hawkeye's like stress.
Yeah.
Even Hawkeye's like stress and his
he's very human.
Yes.
The PTA that he has from what happened. Mm-hmm. And even like the whole him being deaf, because he's like him and Black Widow were like, him and Black Widow were like the only unpowered Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I thought it was really cool that they showed that. Meanwhile, when you have firearms working around, you should wear earplugs. But whatever, Hawkeye, you fucked up. I love the fighting in it. Echo's fucking amazing. I know you guys talked about the show that she was going to be on it, but I fucking blanked out on that shit. Like, I really can't wait to see her get her own show. Yeah. Having Kingpin back in the MCU, or having him in the MCU for real now, is just fucking amazing, which means we're going to see him in the movie at some point. Like, I hope, like, we get a Daredevil movie out of this, like, a Marvel MCU Punisher movie.
Please.
Because those shows, like, the other thing about the Netflix shows, and then coming into the MCU, is that those shows were M.
Mm-hmm.
And the movies are going to have to be ours. Yep. And it's with Blade and Morbius and some other characters that are coming out and getting their movies. I think this is going to be a really good fit.
Absolutely.
I mentioned it last episode, I think. The street-level characters from Marvel have always been the ones that like we gravitated towards. Absolutely. Especially us, because we're from New York. Yeah. And like, I love the fact that the Hawkeye show is so New York. Like, it made me really miss Christmas in New York, and I rarely miss New York at all.
Yeah.
The musical thing was hilarious. I agree with the kid. I don't understand musicals. Never will. There's like two things I'll never understand till I die. What is attractive to women, and the whole idea behind musicals. So I'm like, the kid's like, why is everybody singing and dancing? And he's like, we weren't singing and dancing when the shit went down.
Yeah,
it was. Whatever. But like, I really like the show. Fraction has like a producer credit on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and the first episode doesn't have that much Fraction cootie shit on it, but like the second one and third one do. When they start talking about the tracksuit mafia and stuff, which I found hilarious, because like
bro,
you said it last time, like the Europeans that I know like that are really like that. They're worse in Chicago too. It reminds me of the guys from Barry.
Huh. Yes, 100%.
Yeah, right. I'm really looking forward to the next three episodes now. The show's really good. Like, I never had a problem with the show itself. I had a problem with the whole Matt Fraction thing. Like, I can't stand that guy. But the show's really good. Everyone's on point. I'm so happy that these characters are in the MCU and that they picked the right people to do it. Because that was a huge thing about the Netflix thing too. I'm really, really behind the show. Does anybody know what's next for the Disney stuff? Like shows,
because
the next big one is Boba Fett, but that's Star Wars.
Yeah,
maybe I think Moon Knight is next.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's gonna be another mature show too, and that's on Disney Plus, right?
Yep.
Punisher is supposed to show up in that. That was the rumor I saw.
Yeah.
That they're gonna use Punisher in that because Punisher and Moon Knight have crossed paths so many times.
Exactly, it's only right that happens.
And one thing that I forgot to like to add on to last week when we spoke about that is so when John Bernthal was studying up to play Frank Castle on Punisher, he had picked out some comics at Galaxy in Brooklyn, and the kid behind the counter, who was like an encyclopedia of fucking comics, he was like, no, he's like you don't want to read these. Let me show you this instead. And he showed him Garth Ennis's work.
Yeah.
Bernthal was like, he's like, yeah. And he's like, yeah. He's like, all right, cool. And he bought the Garth Ennis Punisher stuff. And that's the style that he adapted to play the Frank Castle that we fell in love with in the MCU. Netflix MCU. Galaxy on 5th Avenue and like 12th Street. Ninth Street in Parks Hill, Brooklyn. To touch down on things about spoilers, people are assholes, and like I too know exactly what happens in No Way Home. I'm still gonna go see the movie.
Yeah.
But I literally went to go. I've been staying away from people's posts, and I've been really good at that.
Yep.
And then I literally the other day went to go put on Sesame Street for my kids on YouTube. And because I watch a lot of like behind the scenes shit, the algorithm showed a fucking thumbnail of X, Y, and Z and the whole alphabet of shit. And I'm like, fuck you, internet.
Yeah.
And then to afterward, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I already know it. I watched breakdowns of it, you know, just to see. And you're right. If I'm going to be stuck in a room for like almost 3 hours, you know, I want to make sure it's worth it. And so like, everything I've seen so far, I'm like, holy fucking shit. I really need to see this movie. And I can't say how envious I am of the two of you that you're going to see
it. Yeah, we got $4 like, tickets too. Yeah, man. Dude. It's awesome.
I know. You guys need to fucking T-Mobile.
Hell yeah, dude. It's like, the best.
Everybody on my Facebook and on my Instagram and whatever, blowing it up. Like, go see this movie. Go see this movie. And I'm just like, trying.
Yeah.
But it's already making really good money from what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gonna be huge.
And everybody's saying that this is the perfect culmination of a trilogy, of a Spider-Man trilogy. So
yeah, it sounds like it. Mm-hmm. Like what we read and what we know, like I can't wait to see it. The other thing before I forget, and it slips my mind, if you watch the episodes of Hawkeye. And you pay attention to certain things when they do the flashbacks. There's hints at Fisk in a couple of the scenes of the flashbacks. The garage where the Tracksuit Mafia has their headquarters is called Fat Man Garage or Fat Man something.
I caught that.
Yep. There's another shot of something else. And it just says like big man or fat guy again. And I was like, wait a second, you know?
Yeah. In the last episode, that happens too.
Okay, I'm gonna see that tonight. The LARPing episode, that was awesome. Like, mm-hmm. I love the way they integrated, and they did a better job. This is like one of the few things they've done better than the Netflix shows. So the Netflix shows, they would mention what happened, but they wouldn't like dwell on it, you know, except for like the first season of Jessica Jones, and I guess most of the first season Daredevil. But like Punisher never talked about it, and some other shit, you know. When people start talking, when he went to the LARPers, they all knew who he was. Like, they all knew he was Hawkeye. And I thought that was really cool. Like, it makes sense. Like, these guys are larger than life to us. Imagine in their world. So I was they're like rock stars. And he's like, look, I don't want any trouble. And that LARPing thing was fucking hilarious. He's like, I fought Thanos and I gotta do this shit. Mm-hmm. He's really good.
Well, I mean, like, it's really true because, like, if you look at the start of the first episode, when Kate Bishop loses her dad due to the Battle of New York.
Yeah.
And like they did that from her perspective, Hawkeye jumping off the building firing the arrow.
That was great, dude. Infamous,
like the infamous, you know, my life as a weapon first page. And like the fact that they did it from her angle and now here she is, you know, she got caught up in whatever bullshit and now she got to meet her idol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's true. It's like, and that's from her side of like going through like the big battle and shit. But yeah, these LARPers, man. And like, did you catch the one LARPer was wearing the Hawkeye outfit from the comics?
Yeah.
that show does so much good. And like, it brings back so much shit that you randomly think about it. You're like, holy shit. Okay. I get it. It makes sense.
Like,
now.
Like this is probably only going to be a one series show, which sucks, but like, one season show rather, but like I really hope they continue something and like just have, because I feel like Jeremy Renner is never going to be done playing Hawkeye until like he's done, you know, until he kind of like aged out or some shit.
Right. His whole attitude about it changed too, because like he wanted to die in one of the Avengers movies and now he's like, yeah, fuck it, I'm Hawkeye. Yeah. I hope they keep him around. I mean, I know they're going to give Echo a show. I think Kate Bishop should get something. And aren't they kind of leading up to the next, like, you know, Young Avengers thing?
Yep.
Yeah, we still don't know what's going to happen to Ms. Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I think actually that's the next one, actually, for Marvel. I think that's the next one.
It can't be, because that's supposed to be tied into the movie. And that's not even close to being done.
Oh, okay.
The Ms. Marvel thing's supposed to tie into the movie Marvels. The Marvels or whatever they're calling it. Mm-hmm. With her and Captain Marvel. So I'm already preparing myself to roll my eyes when America Chavez shows up, but whatever. I'll get over it. But yeah, no, I'm really glad you guys got me to give it a chance, and it's really fucking good. I really like it.
I'm glad you're liking it, man. It's really, it's a lot of fun. It's back to like, because with Loki was dark, so it's nice to see something a little bit lighthearted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
which makes the darker shit that happens even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So according to Google, let's see. I'm trying to see what the, so we know exactly what's next.
No, I think it's Moon Knight.
Pretty sure. Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
Oh, it is Ms. Marvel?
Yes.
Huh, interesting.
Not according to Wikipedia.
Whatever.
So Moon Knight followed by She-Hulk, then Secret Invasion.
That was the other one, She-Hulk, yeah.
Yeah, and then Ms. Marvel, then a Guardians holiday special.
They keep moving shit around.
Yeah, there's Ironheart still, but that'll be after. Is that going to lead us into Black Panther 2?
I think that's after Black Panther 2.
Okay. Then we got Armor Wars with Cheadle.
With Don Cheadle's.
Yeah, I'm looking at my toys, and I have the Punisher War Machine toy.
Oh yeah,
nice.
So
nice.
Hopefully we get to see that shit.
That should be dope.
Imagine if like that's when he shows up.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be fucking fantastic. So, Bri, anything else that you've watched as of late?
Yeah, I finally sat down and watched Shang-Chi.
Ah, yes. What did you?
Yeah. You texted me. Yeah, it was really good.
I watched it twice.
Nice.
It was actually.
So I'm guessing you didn't like it. Yeah.
I didn't like it at all. No, it was terrible. Yeah. I liked what they did with Ben Kingsley's character. Because I'm gonna watch it probably later. Because it's short. But Hail to the King, I've never seen it.
That's really good.
Everybody's been saying but seeing what happened with him after he was supposedly the Mandarin in Iron Man 3 and all the bullshit and all the controversy and all the hatred toward that movie that people have. So I like that they explained what happened with him since that. And that was really cool. And I like that he stayed around. I like that he was sort of one of them.
Yeah.
I love him now. First off, I didn't realize how funny he was. And he's the anti... What's the name of anti-Agent Smith? It was like, fuck Marvel, I don't want to do shit anymore. And then Kingsley's like, fuck, Kingsley's a Shakespearean actor.
Yeah.
He's one of the best actors in the world. He played Gandhi.
He's a thespian.
He's Shakespearean trained. Mm-hmm. And it's like, to have him be like, you know what? I'm going to have fun for a little bit. Fuck it. Mm-hmm. I love him. Like, I've been a fan of his career since Gandhi, I guess, because I was a kid when I saw it in the 80s. But I love the way the actors now are embracing the bullshit that we're into. Like, I just love it because it's like, yo, like, you could be an asshole like Agent Smith, Hugo Weaving, or you could be like Demon Gaines Kingsley and get paid and just keep doing it. I kind of wish that are the other like short movies on YouTube, because I know the only one on Disney is Hail to the King, but I know there's more. There's one from Thor, there was one from Thor on the Blu-ray, and I think there was another one on Avengers or Age of Ultron.
Yeah. Yeah, there was one from... wasn't there one from the original Avengers?
Yeah, like I think that's the one.
Project 47 or something like that?
One of those. There's the one with Thor. That one, Hail to the King. There might be another one that I'm blanking on, or I might just be confusing it with DC, because I know Wonder Woman has a really good one.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The only two that I knew about were Hail to the King and the one from Avengers.
Okay. But yeah, man, you're going to love Hail to the King, man. I saw that shit like a couple of times. It's really good.
That shit is great, dude.
Because I didn't realize Kingsley was that funny.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he stole the scenes that he was in Iron Man 3, but I didn't realize how funny he is. Like, he's really good.
One of my favorite Ben Kingsley movies of the 2000s was a movie called Lucky Number 11.
Oh, yeah. I remember that movie. I used to love that shit.
Ben Kingsley, Morgan Freeman, Josh Hartnett, Lucy Liu, and like Bruce Willis and
I remember a bunch
of other people. Yeah, really fantastic movie. Lots of twists and turns and shit. But that was one of the greatest performances I've seen him in as an older, like an older man. But like, I'm blanking on other stuff, you know. But he's like in everything. I mean,
he did a really good movie. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
He was great. He was great in Ender's Game.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
He was the general.
Yeah.
But no,
there's a crime movie.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, man. There's a crime movie from either the late 90s or the early 2000s. I want to say early 2000s, called Sexy Beast, where he plays a British gangster that like came out of, he plays a British gangster who gets out of jail and he goes to visit one of his old crew guys in California. And he plays such a evil fucking like London criminal, like one of the guys from like one of the bad guys from like Snatch or Lock, Stock and Barrel, but like in California. Okay. It's really good. Like it's gotta be on one of the streaming sites. It's Sexy Beast. It's really good.
Sexy. All right,
he plays such a crazy, crazy asshole in it. It's insane. It's a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a couple other British guys. It's really good though. Like it's either on Amazon or one of the other ones, but I know it's on one of the streaming. It's a really good movie. Fucking hard R for a reason, but it's really good. But yeah, I think that was it for my Ben Kingsley stuff.
Yeah, Ben Kingsley's great. Like I love that they brought him back and they actually, you know, made him actually fit into things now and actually made sense of everything and where he's been. Cause we've kind of like, I didn't like Iron Man 3. I'm going to say it again. I can give a fuck less about the movie. But like his character, it was actually a really good character and his portrayal of it. And then seeing the All Hail the King and stuff like that, I was like, okay, I like what they did with the character, above all else in that movie. But yeah, I'm really glad that they brought him back for this. So
yeah, and fucking like, I thought I was gonna be annoyed by Awkwafina, but she was the shit in that movie.
Man, people shat on her so hard, and I'm like, and they're still doing it, and I'm just like, what the fuck? She was pretty good. I love that there's gonna be a sequel, and that everyone's pretty much in for it again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I thought I want to get the Awkwafina figure. Like, it was a good movie. Like, I was surprised at how much I liked it. Like, it's really fucking good to me in a way. And I don't want to start any shit, but like, it did what Black Panther did for like, you know, Black American culture. It did the same thing. Shang-Chi did that for like Asian American culture and just Asian culture in general.
And I'm blown.
I thought it was great.
The fucking fight choreography was brilliantly done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was.
I just hate the CG shit in some of the fights, but like the bus scene was like way too CGI, but it's really good. Like the choreography, and the fight scene. I think when they're escaping on the outside of the bamboo scaffold, that was really good.
That was dope.
Yeah, that was great.
That was really damn good. That was done really well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking through the Disney Plus right now to see what other one shots are on there. I think the only one shot is that one.
Yeah, it's the only one. I looked through it hard after I saw Hail to the King.
Yeah.
So aside from that, what the fuck have I been watching? Megan and we finally finished Barry season 2.
That show's so good.
It's fucking amazing. Like I really need to know what's next. Because the way that show ended, and then like we've just been kind of just dealing, like watching a lot of children's shit because it's like, you know, the kids for Christmas. One thing that we started watching, but Meg was tired, so we needed to like pause it. We'll continue it another day, but it's called Street Gang: How I Got to Sesame Street. It's on HBO Max.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out too.
It's really fucking good. And like just seeing how they just like brought together inner city kids, you know, it didn't matter what color or what religion, it was just like they brought them together to just have fun learning. And how they brought on Jim Henson and the woman, I forget her name off the top of my head, was like, I don't know, he's a hippie because he had the long hair and the beard, but then like he entertain them and he showed them like, look, you know, with the use of like the puppets and everything, and all the kids were intrigued, and like just seeing all the behind the scenes stuff, you know. But like it was just really, really well done. I'm looking forward to like finishing the Doc. But then, like, it's funny because, like, you know, with the daughters, right? So, like, when my girls watch Sesame Street, that stage is not the stage that we grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they basically did it was, if you think about it, neighborhoods get gentrified.
Yeah.
And so, like, the way they did it, there was actually an episode that I had on yesterday morning, and it showed you, like, it's basically, like, Oscar the Grouch had, like a treasure map from his grandmother, and the kids and, like, all the new Muppets and whatever, and Elmo were, like, looking for this buried treasure, and so, like, they're looking at this map, and they're like, wait, I don't recognize this, and one of the older cast members was like, well, if you look here, the laundromat used to be the fix-it shop, or, like, this area here used to be this, and Oscar, like, his can went from the left side to the right side, and it was really well done, the way that,
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and, like, when they finally found the treasure, like, they opened up this thing, and it was, like, endless amounts of litter.
Nice.
Because if you think about it, Sesame Street had a lot of garbage on the ground. Mm-hmm. Because it was old school, and it was Oscar and stuff. And I was like, okay, this right here, it was, like, it kind of got me in the feels. I'm like it was fucking...
They cleaned up the town.
They did, you know? But, yeah, I haven't really been watching anything else. Just a lot of YouTube, and just, yeah, that's about it.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you.
Of course.
Renee, what's good, dude?
Chilling. Pissing people off and looking good while I'm doing it. Because apparently that shit keeps happening. I've been driving and just like... I finished Halo Infinite Campaign. Okay. I did it in 20 hours. I still only have like 20% of the game. There's a lot of shit in that game. But yeah. It's really good. The ending's really good. I got caught in the feels a couple times. It's a really good game. I think it's definitely the best Halo game since 3. And okay. I can't wait to see what they're going to do, because apparently they have like a plan to keep adding more content to the campaign stuff. Because it's like an open world GTA. And like I did this, the main stuff in the story, but there's a ton of shit that you have to explore. And I haven't done that yet. And I'm going to take a break for a little while, because I play that game like for a week straight.
Nice.
But I can't recommend it enough. If you have Game Pass, fucking pick that shit up. Definitely worth playing. And I think that's it. Like, I saw Chucky, but I think the last episode of Chucky I saw was the one with Brad Dourif's daughter playing, what's his mm-hmm. name?
Yeah.
Which kind of, like, made me kind of stop, because they used, like, different voices for it. And it was just, like, too, it got me out of the show.
Yeah, the ADR, like, the ADR on it wasn't too good.
Yeah, and it, like, it got me out of the show, and I was like, fuck. Like, I was really enjoying it until that episode. But I like the backstory stuff. And, like, the mythos stuff that they did for that show. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, like, the way they're tying in all, like, they're taking, like, some of the best of the shit that was out there and mm-hmm. putting it into the show. And it's just, you'll see. Like, it plays out very nicely, and we're all looking forward to season 2.
Yeah, like, I like what they're doing. I just think that choice to do it that way, I think, was really silly. Other than that, I think the show's great. I had it like, it was good that I got to watch Hawkeye, because I really needed to cleanse the palate, because I've been watching a lot of horror stuff lately. And it was Hawkeye and Chucky this week, and yeah, because I've been playing a lot of video games this week, so didn't really watch anything. Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, we're gonna watch Spider-Man this weekend.
Yes.
And we're gonna be talking about it pretty soon, so yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
that's about it for me.
Nice. As for me, this week was actually kind of interesting, because I did something that I've, of course, like I've mentioned the fact that I've been doing the DDPY for a little while, but I decided to try hot yoga. And for those that don't know, hot yoga is literally doing yoga in a sauna, and it's fucking insane. Like it's intense as fuck. Like yoga, of course, it's intense as it is, and you know, it gets you gets your blood flowing, your system rolling. And then when you're doing it in a sauna, it just takes it to that next level.
Like, I can't imagine being posed in like some sort of yoga position. It doesn't matter what it is, but doing it in a fucking sauna. Like when I was doing DDPY at home in the summer, this past summer, like it was hot, you know, like I'm doing it like in my living room. I had the window open, because it didn't matter. Like the AC didn't work, enough to make the heat go away. And
yeah.
And then like I was hot doing that. So I can't, no, I'm going to not do it. Yeah, in sauna. Man.
Yeah. It's hot.
I was really happy you did it because I started doing that in Chicago. And I would do my workouts in the sauna, like my push-ups and everything. And he had like a beginner kind of sauna. It was like 120. But mm-hmm. the ones that I fuck with were like 190, 180. Oh, and yeah. It works for you in a lot of ways. Like the heat makes your muscles looser just mm-hmm. automatically.
Absolutely. So
when you're doing the yoga, you can get a little bit more intense than you could in a normal kind of like not sauna yoga mm-hmm. thing. The thing about it too is that like, and it sounds crazy when you talk about the temperature, but as long as you like have like water and you just kind of let yourself get used to it and just breathe normally, like that's a huge mm-hmm. thing. Like you gotta breathe normally. You start breathing fast, like you're gonna fuck yourself up. Like yeah. I did when I go to the gym, I do 20 minutes in the sauna. It's like 180, 190. Like I yeah. do 15 minutes straight and then I take a break. There's a pool, so I just jump in the pool and then go back in 5 minutes after my first 15. So I love it. I think it's great that you're doing that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. Like it was really interesting. It was 120 and I was in there for about 30 minutes. 30 minutes just doing the workout, and then I like sat in the sauna for like about a good 5 minutes, and then I sat outside, just like right outside the bench or whatever. And I was like, okay, I'm done with this. Like it was great. Like it gave me like the greatest burn I've ever fucking expected. Like I wasn't expecting it at all. And it was good. It was fun. Like it wasn't bad at all. Like it was way better than I expected it to be. Nice. And like I highly recommend it. Even if you just try it out once, it's worth a try.
Yeah, New York, most gyms in New York have saunas, which is awesome about New York. So
yeah. Like I've the only time I've done the sauna is like in New York. I haven't really done it out here. Like I did sauna like I think it was like Equinox or some shit back in there. And like doing it here in that I mean, doing yoga in there, because the way that they have it set up is like they don't have like classes for everybody. They have you're in a room by yourself, and it's a virtual class, so they have like a video playing. So like the whatever, you know, like I'm usually doing the DDPY here, so like I'm watching the video and it's the same exact thing but in a sauna, and it was fucking cool. Like, it was way better than I expected it to be. I thought it was going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be around a bunch of people the whole time. No, like, I was literally there in my own room with my own yoga mat and everything. Like, they told me, basically, don't bring your own shit because your own shit will fuck up this entire fucking atmosphere here. Because they have specialty yoga mats to be used in a sauna. Because it needs to be special, because the type of shit that you get on off of Walmart or Amazon, it'll start to fall apart when you're in there for too long.
The thing with that too is you have to take a shower after a sauna. Like you have to, because like there's a lot of germs in the heat, mm-hmm. a lot of bacteria, and if you don't take a shower right afterwards, you can fuck yourself up. Same thing with hot tub too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and especially, you know, with fucking COVID. Showers are definitely recommended.
Well, the funny thing about the COVID thing, I looked it up when I went back to the sauna, and the heat in the sauna, I think 140 or 150 is enough to kill the germs in the air.
No shit.
Yeah. Like I googled it before I went to the gym, because I was like, I'm not getting sick just so it was bullshit. Like, I was like, because nobody at the gym here, like they didn't even pretend to fucking make you wear a mask. So it was like I was being really cautious, and then like I looked it up on a couple of websites, not just like some fucking bullshit site, like medical sites, and they're like, those kind of germs die in heat, so you're good.
Yeah, well, a lot of germs before that we don't think about tend to die in heat, which is actually fucking good, because like you don't want to be all sick and shit all the time. Yeah, but that was super fun. I was super excited for that. Then I also worked the what was it, the Bills against the Bucks. Yeah. That was a really fun game.
That was interesting. I was there too. That was my first NFL game.
Yeah, that was actually a really fun game. Mostly because Northern New Yorkers are complete assholes.
Yeah, I saw that. I did the front. He was inside, but I was working the front gates, and I agree.
Yeah, yeah, they are complete fucking dicks. Like, not all of them. I know a few of them that are that listen to the show, but like, there are some of them that are like complete douchebags, and it was fun. It was fun to be there. Like, there were a lot of people that came down from Buffalo to watch the game, because of course, you know, I was. The section that I'm in, the section that I'm always in, is usually the away team's entrance area. So they'll come out through there, and there's tons of fans just trying to get down there. I got to tell them, no, you can't go down there, because that's, no, you're not supposed to.
Right.
But there were people with Bills jerseys, and at the game, in the beginning of the game, there's always a announcement saying, don't use profanity, because it's a family-friendly type of environment. Mm-hmm. But these dickwads were fucking screaming some crazy shit with children everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah, it was bad, dude. And like, we would go to them and we tell them, listen, like, you can't do this shit, dude. And people were complaining. And I was like, oh, okay, great, great, this is fun.
So, do you have the right to eject them for profanity?
We don't get to eject them. We actually have to tell the cops to take them out.
I mean, they told us at the front gate that you could deny entry to anybody.
Oh yeah, you could deny entry. Yeah, in the beginning,
they told us any profanity on a t-shirt, that's an immediate. You got to go home. You can't even, like, you know, put your shit inside out. You have to go get mm-hmm. another shirt.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Luckily, we didn't have to deal with it in my section, but they were talking mm-hmm. about it's happened a few times before. Mm-hmm. The one thing is, like, people are dumb, like really dumb. Like, I was like, if I tell you, Brian, to tip your cap, what does that mean?
To tip my cap? Like, literally, I don't remember. Sorry. Long
day. Basically, it's just lift up your hat so I can see what's under it, right? Not take off your hat and fucking throw it at me or put it on the table. I tip your hat. That's it. And I was like, yeah, fuck it. Finally, after like the first 10 minutes, I was like, just take your fucking hats off. Just take them off. Because it was insane, man. And then, like, yeah, like they were pretty rude. I mean, I had to tell people to shut the fuck up a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like the thing about, I mean, you guys know I did concert security back like fucking 10 years ago already. Holy shit. But like, there are the people that like they would try to bring in a whole bunch of like things that they couldn't. They try to like smuggle in vodka and like a Poland Spring bottle. They try to like, you know, bring it in, you know, like nothing against marijuana, but like, if you smoke weed, you smoke weed, but like, you can't bring it into a venue.
Yeah.
But then when you get, when you, as you're exiting the venue, because you didn't want to stay for the remainder of the show, come back to us and be like, hey, can we get that back?
No.
It's like, you know how much fucking weed I smoked from like, just taking it? Like, my brother, who doesn't smoke anymore, but like, my brother and I would smoke. He was more so, I would just like take like hits every now and again, and like I would bring shit home, and he was better at judgment at like, okay, this is good, this is shit. And like, also, I'll never forget talking about vodka and a Poland Spring bottle. I worked with the kid at the Best Buy Theater or Nokia or PlayStation, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
And the WWE world.
Yeah. No, different theater.
Same different. It's same shit to me. I'm sorry.
That's now the Hard Rock, and that's the Paramount Building.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
And so, basically, sorry, give me one second. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah. Those events are they're fun. Like, they're fun, but they're also like the fact that people don't listen. Like, they say, like, oh yeah, you're not supposed to bring any type of vapes, or you're not supposed to do anything inside, but fuckers still do it anyway.
Yeah, that pissed me off, man. They were smoking in front of me, and I'm like pointing at my shirt, like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, I called like three dudes. I'm like, hey, dude, like, yo, like, put your shit out, like, put it in your pocket,
and
put it away.
Apologies, I had to help my wife with something.
It's all good. It's all good.
So what happened is that so we're at the door, right? And like, you know, like the regular was a the regular smaller size bottle of Poland Spring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which venues sell for like $18.
Yeah.
especially New York. Mm-hmm. So what happened is that like this guy had this bottle and my coworker was like, "Hey dude, like I'm sorry, you know, there's water inside, like I you can't have this." And he's like, "Oh shit." And like, "All right." Confiscated the bottle. I had gone inside at this point cuz I was scheduled to work downstairs he had apparently, well, he was, you know, it was a sealed bottle of water. So he's like, "Fuck it, I'm thirsty." And like, he goes to open up the water. He chugs about a shot and a half of water. It was fucking like shitty fucking vodka. And like, he like realized after, he's like, "Fuck." And like, blah, blah, like spit it and like dumped it and shit. But like, the thing about, you know, those Poland Spring caps, they're so light and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're wearing gloves so you don't feel the twist and plus the New York City, like, loudness and shit. So,
yeah, but you can't tell.
But this is also why you don't bring stuff to a venue that you're not supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's why they don't let anything in.
No, and like, I can't tell you the amount of hard times people give me about a fucking backpack or a camera.
Oh yeah, that happens over here too. Especially when they tell you, like, they say that the biggest rule now is like you can't bring in any big bags, period.
Yeah.
And people try to get, and like I've seen it, like they let people in with, like, you know, the clear bags, because now they want like everything to be clear so that they can see, so that people the people up front aren't going through people's bags. So that's the thing. People get offended when you start going through their shit now. Why are you getting so offended about it? Like, we have to make sure that you're safe and everybody else is safe too.
Right.
So they get offended at the fact that you're like, "Oh yeah, let me, I want to see your shit. I want to go through your shit." And they're like, "Oh no, I don't want you looking through my shit." So don't fucking come to the thing then. Leave your shit in your fucking car.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it, but whatever. Yeah. And then there was one more thing that I watched this week that was actually pretty fun. I like horror stuff. I like, you know, seeing different types of horror. And this was actually one thing that I was super excited for because, of course, you know, I heard a lot of good things about it, and I figured I'd give it a shot. And it was The Night Eats the World. That was on, I believe it was on Amazon Prime.
That's a great movie.
It's really fucking good. It's a zombie movie, but it's not your typical type of zombie movie that everybody's just trying to kill each other and shit. It basically follows this one dude that one day he basically goes to this party trying to get some tapes, some of his old tapes and shit that his ex-girlfriend had. And he basically passes out at the party. And while he's passed out, the zombie apocalypse happens.
Okay.
And everybody pretty much dies. And he's alone in this apartment, in this building pretty much. And he's like, "Okay, I'm not going to go outside." So basically follows his solitary life for a few weeks. And it's a great look into to see, you know, how people would live in the zombie apocalypse in a way, when you have nothing else to do and you don't want to go anywhere and you're in a building that pretty much everybody's dead in, so you could do anything in the building. So it's a really fun take. It's a really good watch. And it kind of makes you think, like, shit, like, do I really want to stay here for the rest of my life, you know, in one place? And then it builds into a lot of things, and it's really fun. It's a really good movie.
There's it's a French movie. It's really good. Yeah. The shit that happens in it is fucking bug. Mm-hmm. It's a really psychological zombie movie, and mm-hmm. which is rare. And yeah, I highly recommend it too. There's a couple of movies that have kind of done the same thing, but this is probably the best one. There's a Korean one that was pretty good, but
okay.
But Night Eats the World is fucking highly recommended. It's really good.
Yeah. It's definitely worth watching. So if anybody's out there want to watch, give it a shot. If you're into the horror stuff and you're into the zombie, because the good thing about it, this movie is like, it's not very gory. There's not a lot of, oh my God, everybody's bleeding and dying everywhere. Granted that everybody's dead already, but there's not a lot of blood. There's not a lot of crazy violence in it either. So it's a very, very, it's a very tame zombie movie, but it's good. It's fun. It's a very fun watch. And I guess that pretty much wraps it up for the regular show that we've been watching and we've been doing this past week. And leads us into some geek shit. Some geek shit for the week, because we have, because of course, you know, that's what we do. It's what we do every week on the show. And this week, there's a lot of shit that's been happening. But there's also a lot of shit that, like, don't really want to look into, because of course a lot of shit that's out there is all spoilers and shit, and I don't want to look into spoilers very much. I just want to get into some shit that I want to talk about here on the show, other than spoilers that we just had for Hawkeye. But one of the biggest things that came out this week that I was super excited for, and excited and then kind of like, why would they do this when the originals were actually pretty damn good? Yeah. And I'm talking about they're planning on already working on a reboot of Kick-Ass. I enjoyed the fuck out of the original Kick-Ass, but news is that Matthew Vaughn was like, "Yo, let's work on a reboot of it." And I'm like, "Why?"
You know, like, I don't have a problem with it. I'm just like you. I had, like, a really knee-jerk reaction, because it literally popped up yesterday when I saw it, or the day before. You gotta remember, like, you can't have these people come back to do these movies. Like, they're old. Like, right. Aaron Johnson's, like, what, 45 now? And yes. This chick is, like, she's too old. So, like, you can't have the same people come back. You can have them in a cameo or some shit, but, like, you can't have them come back and play the same teenagers. Like, this right. is just not gonna work. But I don't have a problem with it. The comic books have been really good. Like, they've been, the comics never stopped, and they're pretty good and pretty hardcore. And yeah, if they make it as good as the first Kick-Ass, I mean, I'm a fan of both of them, but I think the first one's way better.
Oh, way better.
Yeah. It has one of the best Nicolas Cage roles ever. And yes.
Oh, of course.
It was just so well done. It's a classic. But that movie's old now. That's like, what, 2005? Four?
Mm-hmm. No, it's like
it's early.
What? Yeah, it was a long time ago, dude. Like, think about it. This dude had just gotten off Superbad when he did this. Mm-hmm. So it was a while ago. Like, it's like 2005 or something. I mean,
2010.
I don't have a problem with this. 2010, really?
2010.
Why did I think it was earlier? That's crazy. I thought it was older. Yeah.
Still, it's still more than 10 years.
Yeah, I was in the Bronx when I saw this. Yeah, yeah, I don't have a problem with reboot. I think it's about time. I don't know. I personally, man, I think they should do a TV show instead of a movie.
I would agree.
But we'll see.
Yeah, and then that way they can build into the sub-characters, like, you know, Hit Girl. Hit Girl has a great fucking comic.
And see, yeah. See, here's the thing that kind of bothers me about a reboot about Kick-Ass, but also more so about if they were to try to do a third one instead. So Kick-Ass 2 had a lot of, you know, like, a lot of issues, like Jim Carrey hating on the role he played and didn't want to plug it, yada yada yada, whatever.
And you gotta remember, though, that shit came after, like, one of the big school shootings. So I think he's full of shit, but I get where he's coming from.
Exactly. But the biggest complaint was that Chloe Grace Moretz said flat out she wanted to not do that anymore and go about other roles. Fine, but then 2 days ago, or 2 days from the news that broke about the reboot, she was on one of the talk shows, and when it was brought up about, you know, if she'd ever play Hit Girl again, she said yes. So it's like, where were you like 5 years ago, even when you could have did a third one to close this out?
Yep.
You know, but now we got, like, I mean, 2 had a lot of issues. I do like 2 a lot. I only seen it the one time in theaters. Like, I love the first movie. But, like, I because I the first Kick-Ass was definitely ahead of its time, in my opinion.
Yeah.
In the world of superhero. Two was a little bit, you know, the character was a bit more well known and stuff, so like it had a lot of flaws. And but the thing is, it's like, I want to know what was next, like after he started making an Iron Man style helmet and like doing one arm pull ups and shit, you know, kind of being like the kick ass version of Bruce Wayne, or Iron Man, or a crossbreed. But, you know, she went off on her own and like was gonna like, she had the money and on the bike and off she went. And like, and then you had fucking, McLovin's character, but like, he was still alive at the end, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like,
the motherfucker.
Yeah. So it's like, where were you 5 years ago when they wanted to do a part three and you're like, I don't want to do this. And now you're like, oh yeah, I'll do it.
I mean, if you want to look, man, I mean, it gotta be cheap now, but you can check out the comic book kept going. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, if they do a reboot, if this does actually happen, I'm with you on that, Renee. Like, I would prefer this as a TV show.
Yeah, for sure.
You could definitely do a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And the last Vaughn thing that came out was what? The Netflix thing that fucking can't, like, that just tanked.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, look, I don't have a problem with it. If it's a movie or a TV show, I'll check it out. Yeah, like I said, man, these actors are way too old for that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Just a little bit. Just a wee bit. But yeah, I get it. Like, I get it. People want to see something like this, but personally, I'm like, that movie was actually pretty damn good. I don't want to see another one. Another remake of it. Because, you know, the reboots tend to be all crazy and should not make any sense. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's fair. I'm going to see it anyway. Like, it's not like I'm not going to see it. I'm just a little hesitant about it. Something else that came out this week. Something that I'm somewhat excited for, but also, like, at this point, I'm kind of like, why would they continue this? But, again, we're talking about, you know, we've enjoyed the Golden Girls for a long time.
Yeah, my old boss.
Yeah, yeah. And we got news that they're actually moving forward with a spinoff of the Golden Girls called the Golden Palace.
Well, actually, the Golden Palace was
a spin-off. Yeah, I remember this. I remember this. It was a spinoff. Yeah, like it was everybody but B. Arthur.
Yeah, they owned a hotel, and I think Don Cheadle's was on that too.
Yeah, Cheech was on it. Wow. Yeah, dude, it's actually funny. Like, if I remember it correctly,
I don't remember it at all.
Yeah, and this then what's your name?
1992.
Yeah,
it was Betty White, Rue McClanahan, Estelle Getty, Don Cheadle, Cheech Marin.
Rue McClanahan.
Yeah, I said her. No, B. Arthur was on it. Just no. Not all of them. Barry Bostwick, Tim Conway, Ned Beatty, it's just, I don't know, like, how many episodes each for a thing, but, like, a lot of, like, familiar faces scrolling through IMDb here.
Okay.
But, yeah, like, so it was short-lived, it only had, like, one season, I think, or two? Mm-hmm.
I think it says only had one season.
24 episodes, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, that was the secondary spinoff from that show, because Empty Nest was the other one.
Was it? Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that shit either.
With Richard Mulligan as the dad to Diana Manoff and Christy McNichol. They were the neighbors to the Golden Girls.
Hmm.
That's how that world went.
Wow, okay. Yeah, because I heard that they were working on something like that too recently.
So,
yeah,
if they can't leave classics alone, damn it.
Of course not. Why would they?
Yeah, like everything this week is about shit like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and then this is that they're going to be releasing this on Hulu, and there's going to be pretty much a week before Betty White's 100th birthday.
Which She's throwing a, they're doing like a party for her with like Ryan Reynolds and like, Jimmy Kimmel and like a bunch of like, names that I read this earlier. Like a nice birthday celebration as she turns 100, which nice. put that sweet old lady in a fucking bubble.
You know? Basically.
And you know, she's actually literally older than sliced bread. There was the thing, like, her birthday is this, and like sliced bread came out here.
Yeah, came out the day after she was born. Yeah,
or like 10 years later. But yeah, so yeah, like, that's, I can't believe Betty White's turned 100. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, word. It's crazy, dude. Like, and the fact that she's still doing shit too on top of that, like, I just heard her on a like, I guess it was a taped ad or whatever for on a podcast or whatever, and she was doing fucking what was it, a Smokey the Bear commercial. Yeah. I'm like, aw, this old lady's still making money. That's awesome. Yeah. But that shit is cool. Like, I want to see it. I didn't see it before because, of course, you know, I was a little ahead of my time. But I want to see it now.
And actually, I'm sorry, it's not a reboot. They're just airing it on Hulu.
Yeah, they are.
Because it's never been on anything before.
Mm. Which, yeah, because it was short lived, so they were like, "Oh, fuck it." Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
"Fuck it, we're not gonna put it anywhere."
Maybe like this will be like, will jog people to go in their memories to be like, oh shit, I kind of remember this, or I like it, I'm new to this, you know, because like you can't not still like the Golden Girls, you know what I mean? Like, or you have to, like, that show will be on, I mean, it's traditionally on like in doctor's offices and shit, but like,
yeah,
because I don't have cable, but like, you still just go back and like think about the Golden Girls. It's like one of like the best shows created.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so, and a lot of the jokes still fucking land too, dude.
Oh yeah, and you know, honestly, like, picture this: Sicily, 1922.
It's fucking great. I'm excited for it. I want to see it.
It's great that's actually coming to Hulu.
Yeah, there's something coming to Disney Plus that is also something that we've seen for a very long time. We've watched the Goonies and shit. And for a while, they've been, Warner Brothers had been thinking about doing something that didn't really pass, and they were thinking about doing a Goonie themed TV series. Yes. But they canned it, and then Disney Plus, of course, were like, yo, let's pick this up and let's make it work. So that's going to be happening, and that's going to be really fucking cool. Because I fucking love the Goonies.
I mean, and think about how many years they've been trying to get a sequel off the ground, like a revival sequel.
Yeah.
I'm so glad it didn't happen, though.
Oh, man. Like, taking, and see, like, this is why I prefer things in TV show, to go back to earlier. It's like, The Mighty Ducks Game Changers on Disney Plus was actually a really well done series.
Okay.
Because it didn't focus on Emilio Estevez's character. It focused on Lauren Graham and her kid and her creation of a team. And like, yeah, they had, you know, like, Emilio was on it, and it sucks he's not going to be in season two due to creative differences with the, He basically called like them bullies or some shit. Whether it's COVID related or not, I don't care. It's just, it sucks we're losing this main character to the Mighty Ducks. And like, it worked as a series because, again, it didn't focus on the coach, on Gordon. It focused on Lauren Graham and her kid and his new friends in the team. And their team was called the Don't Bothers. Because basically, the ducks were not what they're not the same ducks as what
we remember back in the day.
We remember the team that was nobody and made it to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to be extra special and have all the talent and all the money and all the snobs for parents. Be a brat yourself, and that's how you become a duck. And so Lauren Graham's kid is not anything like that, and so he gets cut from the Ducks and or from the tryouts to be a duck, and like she forms this team with him because he's actually really good, and then it gets training, and then of course you bring on, you know, Emilio and whatnot. And it had one episode had a cameo by every duck except for Joshua Jackson.
Huh.
But and also Kenan Thompson, who was also not an original duck. But and they might come back for an episode in season two.
Okay.
But then like you watched Turner and Hooch.
Yeah, I did. Right? That was and fun.
And it got, sadly, it didn't get picked up for
a second season. Yeah, no, it didn't get picked up for a second season, no.
But you said it was good.
It was good. Yeah, it was fun. It follows his son.
Right.
Like 15 years after he gets older or whatever. And because his dad dies, the original Turner, who was, what's his face?
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Hanks' character back in the 80s and shit. Well, they basically follow him, basically, that he pretty much had a heart attack on, like, doing, you know, a bus back in the day. And his son was like, yo, like, I want to be a detective too. And he winds up, you know, kind of taking up the dog. And they wind up, you know, he winds up partnering up with the dog. And it basically follows his journey into being, you know, a canine type dog dude. And it's good. It's fun. It's a fun watch.
Which is great. But
yeah,
see, it's things like this. So the point I have with this is like, these are TV series based off something from generations ago, from the 80s and 90s, and it worked as a show. The Goonies 2 would have failed miserably, and it would have
that's why
beautiful movie.
That's why I'm glad they didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, if you can make this into a proper TV show, it doesn't have to be anything related really to the main cast. It doesn't if they cameo here or there, sure. If they're on it or one of them are on it, probably Corey Feldman because he has the money. but like, if just focus on even just have the brand new set of kids follow into the legend in which was the original Goonies, you know, because I'm sure it's small town, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where was it? Was it? Was Oregon?
Yeah. Yep. Holy shit! Yeah, it was either on.
I think it was like
Oregon Coast. Oregon. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, small town, right? Small town in the Midwest. It's like you have people know everything about everybody's business in small towns, and so like, just I'm sure the legend of the Goonies exists, you know, in the town, so therefore these kids are gonna wanna, you know, try to have their own like treasure hunt and shit. And like, I can see that working as a show, you know.
But yeah.
Yeah, like, this is, again, I'm glad they chose not to do a movie, especially now the Goonies was like in the early or mid 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Like 85. Yeah.
Yep.
So like, it's way too late for a sequel. Too late. And this is, not to go off on a tangent, but like, this is why the later K-9 movies with Jim Belushi didn't work. Because you had K-9, which was basically, you know, another cop and a dog, another detective and a dog movie from the 80s that came out at similar times as Turner and Hooch. But then, like,
it wasn't good.
no, it wasn't. But then they made like two others or three others, because Jim Belushi just doesn't know when to retire. And I feel like if they would have chose to do that as a show instead, I mean, different generation, of course, but like, maybe that would have worked better, because like, having a sequel come out to a movie from like ways back, it just wouldn't work. The one exception would be truthfully Ghostbusters Afterlife, because as much as it was a sequel, it was basically homage to the original movie.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's kind of what they were originally planning on doing for Warner Brothers. The original thing was that it was going to be a dramatical series, but it was going to be a teacher basically having the students reenact the original movie, shot for shot, kind of the same way that they were trying to do with Indiana Jones back in the day.
Okay.
There was like an indie flick. There was like a the big thing that like somebody did. I think it's on YouTube now. That this one dude basically did a whole shot for shot remake of Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Raiders, some kid. Like, he was a kid when he started, but he finished it later on. Like, yeah, he did like a home version of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah. So that's the same. That was basically following the same thing that they were trying to do for the Goonies, for Warner Brothers, and then Warner Brothers was like, "Nah, we're not gonna do this shit." Yeah. And some other shit that came out. Something that for some reason I'm actually excited for this. I kind of want this. This is coming to Disney Plus as well. Wilma Valderrama. Fez from fucking That 70s Show is going to be playing in the reboot of Zorro. He's gonna be playing Zorro. That's fucking cool. I like it. I'm excited for this shit. Because, like, I'm a fan of Zorro. I've always been a fan of Zorro since I was young. Since I was a youngling. And I've been a fan of a fucking Fez for a long time. I like Fez. He's cool. But I want to see this. I want to see this bad.
Like, I've never really been a fan of Zorro, but, and also, like, he's still around?
Yeah, he's been doing NCIS for a while.
Oh, okay.
He's been doing NCIS for I think like a good 5-6 years. Like 5-6 seasons of NCIS. I could be even wrong with that. Like he could have been way longer. Yeah. But I'm excited for this. The fact that they're going to do this. Kind of sad that they're not going to bring back Catherine Zeta Jones, cuz like I loved her in fucking The Mask of Zorro back in the day with fucking with Antonio Banderas.
Isn't she basically retired from acting, though?
No, she was recently in some shit. She was doing something recently. I don't remember exactly what it was. But I know I did see her in something recently. But I'm kind of excited. I kind of want to see what they're going to do with Zorro. Because, of course, you know, Zorro's one of those like, mysterious characters that we've seen for a long fucking time.
He better get the Z right.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to not. Yeah. We would hope that they don't fuck up the Z. But I'm excited for it. I want to see what they're gonna do with this.
It'd be funny if he actually was Fez Azaro.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
Or he'd do it in cursive.
Didn't he do that in an episode or something?
I never watched that show, so I have no idea.
Oh, okay, yeah, I watched the fuck out of That 70s Show back in the day. I used to love that shit.
I think the only episode of That 70s Show I watched was when The Rock and Ken Shamrock were on there.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Only episode I ever saw.
That makes sense. I think, let me see. I'm going to look it up right now. Wilma Valderrama. He's in how many seasons of fucking NCIS? He's in a bunch of fucking episodes. I don't know if I can say how many, though. He's in from season 14 until 19, so 6 seasons.
Okay.
6 seasons of fucking of NCIS shit. And that's pretty fucking crazy. Because I wasn't expecting that at all. Right. But yeah, I can't fucking say his name. Jesus Christ, my mouth's not working right now. Yeah, yeah. But Wilmer Valderrama. There we go. Yeah, I had to say it slow. But yeah, he's gonna be doing that. And that's pretty fucking cool. I'm excited for it. Something else that I'm super fucking excited for. We've actually spoken about X-Men 97 when they first announced it. But we got news that the biggest new thing for X-Men 97 coming out or coming soon is gonna be that they're gonna be introducing Deadpool on the show.
See, I'm literally just seeing this today from when you sent me the link to what we're talking about, and I'm like, holy! It didn't register at first. I'm like, what's X-Men 97? I'm like, holy shit!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So them having fucking Deadpool to this, it's gonna be fucking great.
I mean, Ryan Reynolds is a fan fucking tastic Deadpool. And
oh yeah, and that's what I didn't mention, the fact that Ryan Reynolds is gonna be playing Deadpool in this. It's fucking great.
Now, I would have liked Nolan North to be Deadpool. Right.
Yeah,
but I like that the torch has sort of been passed to Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
And
because at this point, you technically, like, you don't necessarily need another Deadpool. Mm-mm. Like, granted, you want to, you know, you don't want to do it or something like that, you could just easily pass it on to somebody else. But the fact that, like, you have somebody that's willing and able to actually do it.
Yeah.
It's like, why the fuck not, dude?
This news makes my day.
Yeah. This was my favorite. Like, I
we're getting Wade.
Yeah. And secondly, I guess if you really think about it, this basically falls into the MCU, because technically the 97 stuff is supposed to be somewhat starting to link into the Disney stuff as well. So we'll see. We'll see if this is basically gonna be the openings of Deadpool fully in the MCU. So I'm excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see this shit bad, dude.
And considering X-Men 97 is going to be a straight up continuation from the original animated series, it's like, mm-hmm. that was a dark, really grown up adult show.
Yeah. For children's.
For children, yeah.
On children's. Fox Kids.
On yeah. Fox Kids. nothing says children, you know, or nothing caters better to children than trying to hurt somebody because they are different than you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. put all of the not humans on a island for torture.
Yep.
You know, like, what is this shit?
Yeah, yeah, this shit is super fucking dark.
It's like, I mean, the fucking opening scene of the first episode alone, where, like, they're just hanging out, shopping at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Gambit's buying cards.
Yeah.
You know.
And then Sentinels come in and fucking start destroying shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not a fucking human. And then fucking Jubilee starts shooting fucking fireworks at her hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fucking great, dude.
Fucking great. And like... Oh...
We need this now, dude.
We really do. One of the best lines on that show, let me pull it up, actually. It was Wolverine had the best lines on that series.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Wolverine, Oz, X-Men, cartoon. He basically said something like he's gonna chop him down and take him back to Oz or some shit. And I just remember, I'll have to send it to you for the show notes or some shit, but like, it was just so like, it was Fox Kids, so Wolverine couldn't curse.
Mm-hmm.
but they did everything in their power to have him sort of curse.
Yeah.
And just, you know, and just, he had like the best fucking line. So like, I'm excited. Now you're going to get, especially if this is going to be like an MCU style Deadpool. Cause like you said, it's technically.
Yeah. It's getting there.
It's getting there. And I'm sure Ryan Reynolds is going to try to ad-lib a ton of lines that they're going to have to animate over.
Oh, of course.
And just knowing how much fourth wall breakage there is in with Deadpool, mm-hmm. like, just I just can picture him and, like, his obsession for fucking Wolverine. Yeah. Maybe try to make, like, a Hugh Jackman reference. You know, yep. Like, I mean,
one of my favorite lines that I remember that I just found out is run all y'all like lady. I like to hunt. I said run. You just keep running. Just keep fucking running. Why not?
Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I read it like shit, but you know what I mean. Yeah, but it's super exciting, dude.
It sucks that I have the line in my head and I can't remember what it is. It was on like the first like two or three episodes too. It wasn't that far.
Yeah. So as we're looking for shit up, you know, we might as well just fucking just keep going with the episode. Yeah. I think that pretty much wraps it up for this week.
You just got like 30 seconds of dead air.
Yeah, as we're just looking shit up in our fucking phones and shit. But yeah, dude. Do you have anything else to add?
Oh. Actually, I actually found the line. Look at that. Wolverine says, "Hey, Tin Woodsman, I'm sending you back to Oz."
I think I'm gonna call that episode, this episode, that sending him back to Oz.
Sending him back to Oz.
Yep.
But I like that one. Still remember, like, he's like in the crouch with the claws out. He's like, "Hey, Tin Woodsman, I'm sending you back to Oz."
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually I was watching it on Disney Plus last February. I want to say it was I was on lunch after running around the toy fair, actually.
Nice.
And had time in between appointments, so I went to the Subway that's like 2-3 blocks away from the Javits, and like
I ordered a sandwich. Oh, I remember that Subway.
Yeah. So I ordered a sandwich. I sat down. I had my I had my tablet actually with me. I had my iPad, and like I got the case where like the flip comes down to just watch video. Mm-hmm. And so like
the little stand.
Yeah, so I put headphones in. I was these headphones, put them in. And I'm watching fucking X-Men, and like I took a bite of my sandwich and took a sip of my drink, and good thing I swallowed before the line came out, because that would have all went flying out. And people would have been looking at me like, "What the fuck?
The fuck is this guy doing?"
Yeah. But it's also New York, so nobody thinks twice.
Yeah, nobody even fucking bats an eyelash. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, do you have anything else to add to the show, sir?
Things that I forgot that I've been watching.
Okay, that's fair.
So two things. I watched. I forget if I spoke about this last week, but I watched Black Christmas, or Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Black Friday with Devin Sawa, the holiday movie, the zombie movie.
Oh yeah, Black Friday. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Black Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was weird as fuck.
But it was good though, right?
It was enjoyable. It was stupid, but it was great.
Yeah.
And then I've also been continuing Dexter.
Nice.
And it's on like episode 6 now out of 10, and like it's been really fucking good. And
okay,
if they don't do another season, if this is it, this is a perfect send off, because like it really fixes every fucked up thing about the last couple of seasons.
Okay.
So, and it even kind of like, it even kind of remedies that fucking bullshit ending we got with the finale.
Nice.
Like he, it spoke about, which I think is really, it's good that this is.
It touched on it a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, just enough.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So it's just those things that I forgot that I've watched.
Nice.
As far as I remember, but I'm also
okay. Tired. There was one thing else that I did watch this week, but like it really wasn't that good. So like, why even mention it? Why even mention watching like shit if like it's I want to be positive, you know? Because not that it was bad, it was just like, eh. Why did I watch this? The movie that I might as well just fucking say it. Is Die in a Gunfight?
I never even heard of it.
Yeah, it was a movie that it just showed up on Hulu, and I was like, okay, I'll watch it. It stars Alexander Daddario.
Okay.
The girl with the really 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 nice eyes. Yeah, it's a movie. it's okay. It's not like, oh my god, so good. It's like, okay, I guess. It's supposed to be an action movie, but doesn't have a lot of action in it. It's a lot of talking, a lot of
Yeah.
But yeah, that happened. Yeah, and I guess that wraps it up for this week. Yeah, so make sure you guys go to InterstateGeeks.net. We've got a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we got this show. We have It's Poppin', Bryce of J Presents, Good Games, the ICGPW Slamcast, Comics Guild Support, Anime Time, Manga World, whatever, a bunch of shit. So much shit. It's late. So, my brain.
A lot of stuff I've wrote that, which is not on Bright 2J Presents.
Right.
Fucking old school videos that are also not on.
Yeah.
Fucking my original ever fucking.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. No, before that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Fucking.
So much fucking shit up there. You got my first article that I wrote. My first movie review that I wrote a bazillion years ago.
Yeah.
Like, which was fucking, what was it? It was 21 Jump Street. That was my first, my first review that I wrote on the website.
Which is still a fucking fun movie to watch.
It's fucking great. I fucking loved it. Cause the reason I wrote it is because like, I wanted to see it for free and I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna try something different. Yeah. And I did it, and I enjoyed the fuck out of the movie. People shit on it. I'm like, of course you're gonna fucking shit on it. It's a fucking remake of a fucking classic fucking TV show.
And the sequel made fun of itself.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't take itself too seriously.
No.
It's fucking fantastic.
But yes, you can go to,
You got all that shit over there. Go check all that shit.
InterCityGeeks.net and look at all that shit.
Find all that shit. You'll find it all there. It's fucking great.
Find all that shit. It's like, long before Brian had a wife and kids.
Yeah. Long before I had a wife and kids.
Yeah.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Which is not really a galaxy. It's just, you know, a flight away. But check all that shit out. Then we also got links to some pretty cool fucking places. You can check out Amazon Prime. First link right there. Take you to Amazon Prime and get some cool shit on there. Or you get your first fucking month free of Amazon Prime, because who doesn't like some free Amazon shit?
Who doesn't like basically live Acme?
Yeah, exactly.
Order that shit in the morning, you get it pretty much like a night or the next day.
Yeah, depending on, you know, on what you're getting and where you're getting it from.
Yeah.
You can get it fucking the same day.
I literally got my phone case and the tempered glass on my phone.
Nice.
Day after I ordered it.
Hell yeah, dude. Amazon Prime is the shit.
Maybe 2 days if there was a delay, but
yeah, still you still get it with in a decent amount of time. So like if you're really looking to get like some last minute Christmas presents, go to Amazon Prime, get some shit. So most likely it's not going to come from overseas, especially if you're just getting like random regular shit, not like, oh yeah, I want to get this fucking exclusive from fucking China, because you're never getting that shit. Yeah, no, that's not happening. So go get some shit from Amazon Prime. It's cool shit. It's good shit. Just click the link. It'll take you to where you got to go to get your free month Amazon Prime for free. Or, you know, Prime Video and all that shit. Get that. And then you can also get some shipping stuff. So go do that too. And all that shit gives us a little bit of credit. Because, you know, we need that sometimes. So go do all that. Then we got links to SoSick Clothing Company, which is a pretty cool place to get some pretty cool shirts and hats and stuff. Made for geeks by geeks. So it's a SoSick Clothing, SoeSic clothing.co. And you could type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off of your entire fucking purchase. Because who doesn't like 15% off? Especially now that, like, you know, we're spending money on all the other shits. So go do that. Then there's links to Beard Octane. We get some pretty cool beardy goodness. See, I had straightened my beard today. So it's nice and fluffy today.
Mine is getting very, like, gentleman.
Yeah. See, it's nice and fluffy. Like, I can do this. Like, I can wave it around and shit.
Like you got, like, you could basically, instead of headbanging with like hair like I have, you could just beard.
Yeah, just do like a windmill with my fucking beard and shit. Yeah, it's fucking dope. So check out Beard Octane and get some pretty cool beard oils and balms and butters, all the goodness for your beard. You can even get some tools that you can use to, you know, shape it a little bit. You know.
Beard make it look on butters. Shouldn't we call it the Beardly Bees?
The Beardly Bees. I like that. Yeah. Should reach out to them. Yeah. And then at purchase, when you're going to purchase some shit, go type in ICD10 for 10% off of your entire purchase. Because who doesn't like fucking percentages off of shit? I know I do. This is pretty cool. Another cool shit that we have up there. We have some CBD MD. So get some CBD shit from there. They got some tinctures, some gummies. So even you give the gummies for your pets and shit. Sometimes pets have very, very super high anxiety and shit. You pop them one, they'll be real chill afterwards. So go do that. Check out that. Go find that over there. There's no discount code for it because, of course, it's actually decently priced good shit. So go check out CBDMD. Then there's a link to Sideshow Collectibles, because we like fucking toys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so go check out Sideshow Collectibles. Go check that shit out over there, too. And you can listen to the show on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcast, and on motherfucking Spotify.
Motherfucking Spotify.
Fuck iTunes. But yeah, motherfucking on Spotify. It's fucking great. Check us out on there. They can find us on the socials. You can find us on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks. On the Instagram at InnerCityGeeks. On Twitter at InnerCityGeeks. We can find you, sir.
Well, also, you forgot that, you know, that's so meta.
Yeah. No, that's the face. Yeah, it is very meta. Burning, but I said the Facey Space. I said the Facey Space.
But, yeah. You could find me not slipping as much in this chair.
Nice.
I adjusted the back before.
Nice.
We started. It's still.
You got to put it at an angle. You got to put the back the back forward a little bit, and then the front. You know, the seat part up.
Well, if anything, I could fake it like I'm falling out of the chair.
Yeah, that works too. Yeah.
Or, you know, you could find me all over the place. You can find me on social media, of course. Twitter, BRI_2J. You can find me on Instagram, either Bri2J, BRI2J, or Bri2J Presents, depending on which thing. You know, I haven't really been posting. I've just been, like, messaging. But message me. I'll say hi.
Yeah.
why not?
Absolutely.
You can check out Bri2J Presents, which has a link to this show. It has the link for InnerCityGeeks.net on there, which you get all the other shit that we just said.
Yeah. All the shit we went all for fucking 5 minutes on. Yeah.
Yeah. You can check out my YouTube channel, Bright2J Presents. Yes. I have content coming. I sort of took a small hiatus for the holiday. Well, that's a lie. It is now a hiatus for the holiday, but before that I was just lazy. But I do have stuff planned. I do have some things eventually coming in from places. I'm not gonna say who, but
I'm excited for that shit.
So I got some goodness coming my way.
Yeah.
I'll post videos of them once I get them, and Woo-hoo. there might be one thing in the middle. I might also try to like repackage and like not just do action figures. I'm brainstorming during this hiatus.
You know? Do it.
But, yeah. So especially like I have kids now, so I gotta think relatively like a dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just find me sitting here waiting for Toy Fair to get back to me.
Can't you reach out to them and be like, yo, listen, I sent you this shit, what up?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna give it like another week and see what happens. You know, it takes time.
Yeah.
Let's fingers crossed we get number 5. And that's it. That's what I got.
Nice. You can reach Renee at DarthBX. He had to get out, he had to do something. So go find Renee at DarthBX, DarthBX. And then you can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MISTERJACKAL. You can find that everywhere, pretty much. Thank you guys for listening. Appreciate you guys like a motherfucker. You guys are great. This episode is going to be the last regular episode of the year, because we still have 2 more episodes coming, but those are going to be episodes that are going to be basically like the best of, not necessarily the best of our show, because there's a bunch of fucking yeah, but it's going to be basically like the best and worst of 2021. Yeah, that's what we're at, right? We're 2021. That's the year. Okay, yeah, just making sure. And that's going to be split up into 2 parts. Not going to be coming over the Christmas New Year break. Yeah, so like I said, thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys. Don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks should inherit the earth.